Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the co-owner of Gridiron Restaurant, Kim Martin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And the owner in waiting, Emma Martin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your future title.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. We just found that out. It's great.
She's got a lot of future plans.
And that tells me that Gridiron is going to be around for a long, long time. Which
That's
is,
the plan.
It's awesome. We are going to talk to Kim and Emma all about Gridiron coming up here in just a bit. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, July 7th.
The Sun Journal reports that police from over a dozen local, state, and federal agencies patrolled downtown Lewiston last Wednesday in an attempt to crack down on shootings and other violence in the city. 8 people were arrested, and police confirmed that similar patrols will continue through the summer.
The City of Auburn invites residents, businesses, and organizations to a community focus group discussion as part of its comprehensive plan update. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Edward Little High School cafeteria. More information can be found at auburnmaine.gov.
Lewiston Public Library Deputy Director and Children's Librarian Sarah Turner received the American Library Association's Lemony Snicket Award for Noble Librarians Faced with Adversity. The association recognized Turner's work in the wake of the 2023 Lewiston mass shooting, where she fostered a space for healing and dialogue and highlighted books on grief and loss for children and parents.
And the Poland Spring Summer Concert Series continues tonight at 7 p.m. with the Cobblestones performing live at the Resort Gazebo. Tickets are only $5, and there will be food and drinks on site, and all proceeds will support the Poland Spring Preservation Society.
That sounds like fun.
It does.
Yeah.
Ready for some weather?
Weather. Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love.
We do have a couple more jingles after this one, so if you two want to dance, feel free. It's totally fine.
I liked that one.
A sunny start to today before clouds roll in this afternoon. We'll have a high of 88 and a low of 71. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of evening showers, high 79 and a low of 68. Cloudy on Wednesday with highs in the 70s. Mm-hmm.
Shall we talk about sports?
Let's do it.
It's interesting. Saydon Raffaello went 3-for-4 with a home run and 2 runs scored. And Trevor Story added a 2-run homer to lead the Red Sox over the Washington Nationals. That's right. You heard right. They won 6-4. What?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Holy moly. The Sox head home to take on the Colorado Rockies tonight at 7.
So an interesting footnote to the weekend. The Red Sox swept the Nationals over the weekend, as our guests well know. Owning a sports bar.
Yes,
I'm sure you do. So after yesterday's loss, the Nationals fired their general manager and their manager.
Because they were like, if we can't beat the Red Sox, we gotta mix it up.
We're heading in the wrong direction.
We have some things we need to take care of.
Yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Red Sox third baseman Alex Bregman and pitchers Garrett Crochet and Aroldis Chapman were named to the American League All-Star team. The game is next Tuesday in Atlanta.
Cooper Flagg signed a 4-year rookie contract with the Dallas Mavericks. Flagg will wear number 32 and intends to play in the Mavericks Summer League opener against the LA Lakers in a nationally televised game on Thursday.
How about that kid?
We're going to see him play on television.
Good stuff. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. Mm-hmm. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for July the 7th, shall we?
Okay.
All right. We're going to start off with comedian Jim Gaffigan.
He's so funny.
He is one of the comics that I had no issue playing in the car when my kids were like 6 and 8 years old.
He's pretty clean.
Squeaky clean and super funny.
Did you ever see that Pop-Tart movie with Jerry Seinfeld?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh. Jim Gaffigan is in that, and he's so funny. He's a great character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, and it's a silly movie. You would actually probably really like it.
I'm going to add that to my list.
Yeah, sure.
Movies he will never watch.
Movies he says he'll watch, but then never does. Yeah.
Singer David Hodo is 78 years old today. He's in The Village People. Maybe was in The Village People. The construction worker.
All right.
Yeah. We had the police officer a couple weeks ago.
We sure did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Village People. They're big on this show. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
They have birthdays.
And they're famous.
So they qualify for our segment.
Famous people birthdays.
That's right. Ringo Starr, you may have heard of him.
Yeah.
Drummer for the Beatles. Mm. 85 years old today.
Oh.
He was asked to join the Beatles in 1962, replacing their original drummer, Pete Best.
Oh.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Also sang on a few tunes.
Songs.
He sang Yellow Submarine.
Yep.
With
that
a little
is
help from my
least
friends.
Favorite song.
Oh, you don't like
Is
Yellow
it really?
I like With a Little Help from My Friends.
Yeah, that's a good
from
one.
From Sgt. Pepper. That's probably my favorite album, Sgt. Pepper.
Do you guys remember the movie Caveman that he was in back in the 80s?
No.
Oh, it was so good.
You can add that to your list.
Yes! Yeah.
Caveman. Kim?
Movies you'll never watch.
Movies I will never watch.
Kim, have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay. All right.
She's going to put it on her list, too.
Yes.
Well, just so you know, it's chill.
Oh, all right, Emma, you should watch it.
Mark's a quick learner.
Yeah. I'm hip and cool and fly.
Not anymore.
Well, you were.
I just blew it.
5 seconds ago.
Ah, jeez.
Dang it.
Ringo was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, as a Beatle in 1988 and as a solo artist in 2015.
Oh, right. Wow.
And rounding out FPBs for July the 7th is band leader Doc Severinsen, who is 98 years old today.
Jeez Louise.
Yes, he's a retired jazz trumpeter who led the NBC Orchestra on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson from 1962 to 1992.
30 years.
You got it.
Crazy. At 98. That's awesome.
Wow. Check out the math skills on the other side of the table.
I know.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Wicked smart.
We're not just pretty.
We have some brains.
We have brains. We know what we're doing over here.
You guys are super chill. All right. Those are your FPBs. Now, how about some OTDs?
All right.
All right. It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Emma, chill.
That was great. That was really chill.
Thanks. Wow.
18 years ago in 2007, the Live Earth concerts were streamed to benefit and raise awareness of climate change. They were held all over the world, including London, New York, Washington, D.C., Sydney, Rio, Shanghai, Tokyo, and Rome.
Wow.
I know. Here's a pop culture 124 years ago in 2001. Drew Barrymore married Tom Green.
I remember that.
For a hot second. They filed for divorce just 6 months later, and it became official in October of 2002.
6 months is pretty good for
That's
a celebrity.
That's like 5 years in a Hollywood marriage.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. 44 years ago in 1981, the first woman was appointed to the Supreme Court when President Reagan nominated Sandra Day O'Connor. She retired on January 31st of 2006 after more than 24 years on the bench. That's pretty amazing.
All right.
Yeah. 45 years ago in 1980, Led Zeppelin played their final show.
I think Ozzy played his final show over the weekend.
Oh,
anybody
really?
See that? Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't see the show.
Well, it will be on this day next year.
Not on this
well,
day.
Well, no, right. I guess it'll be tomorrow. Yeah. Yesterday, yeah. 57 years ago in 1968, the Yardbirds performed their final concert. Their breakup was 3 years after Eric Clapton quit and 8 months after Jeff Beck left the group. Guitarist Jimmy Page had to fulfill concert obligations, so he formed a new group and called it the New Yardbirds. That's clever, isn't it? Keith Moon said it'll probably go over like a Led Zeppelin. So Page changed the name of his group to Led Zeppelin.
Look at that.
Look at that. And 223 years ago in 1802, the first comic book was published in Hudson, New York. It was called The Wasp, created by Robert Rusticote. Gonna have to look that one up.
I just want to say, too, like, the Yardbirds. Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, yeah, and Jeff Beck played in that band.
That's incredible.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of talent.
Back in my day, Emma, that band was chill.
Yeah. That's a lot of talent in one place. It's no wonder they couldn't stay together.
Yeah, you probably never heard of them, but they were really good.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, that's really? What I figured.
Oh, wow. Yep. All right. But you've heard of Led Zeppelin. Oh, no.
No.
Oh, really? No.
Kim, we got to have a talk after the show.
We got to have some musical education.
This is unacceptable.
Here. Wow.
Emma, you've heard some of their songs. You just don't know who they are.
All right. That's fair. Fair enough. She's very busy.
Yes. Yeah.
She's incredibly busy.
Yes. A lot of Love Island, a lot of... Oh.
Below Deck, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll move on and keep it PG. All right, here we go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for July the 7th.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Kim and Emma Martin of Gridiron Restaurant, which is located at 1567 Lisbon Street in Lewiston. And I think if you've never been to Gridiron before, your first impression when you walk in is you're like, oh my God, this is huge.
Yes.
Right? It is a large establishment. Kim, give us a little history on Gridiron and when you and your husband became owners.
So we opened 19 years ago.
On this day?
not on this day.
Oh.
On May the 6th. We just want to bring good food and we have bring family and fun and added a game room. So we got a little bit of everything. Best known probably for our seafood, good drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get buckets.
Definitely. Oh, yes.
You can go get to the Gridiron.
Yes. Yes, you can.
You always have a daily special, too.
We do, yeah. Yes.
So what were you thinking when you walked into that space? What were you and your husband thinking?
I was thinking we're crazy. A little tiny restaurant that held probably 50 max. To a place that can hold over 300 if...
Oh, wow.
If we had that many seats.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you have like a space for meetings, a conference room or something?
We used to have a banquet room, but we kind of changed it to the game room.
Is it a game room now?
Right. Yeah. With the whole COVID thing and not having enough staff or switched it up a little bit.
What's in the game room?
We've got the golf... We've got everything. Air hockey. Go ahead, help, Emma.
We've got Buck Hunter. You can do basketball. Of course, you can do air hockey. They have some of the little ping pong games.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, and stackers. You can win stuffed animals, candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. It's like
there's the punching bag one.
Oh, yeah. Fun. Yep, that's
true. All kinds of stuff.
And the quarters, where you push the quarters.
Oh, yeah, the quarter pusher is very popular.
Yep.
That's probably who doesn't love to gamble?
Every time we go there, Alex is like, can we go in the game room? Can we go in the
game room? Oh, nice. So Alex likes it.
Yes.
Okay. So it's family friendly.
Yes, definitely family friendly.
Nice.
It kind of takes you back, too. Like
some
rooms.
Of it's older stuff.
Yeah.
Like Duck Hunter. Yeah. I remember that from my teenage years. I
love it. What are some of your most popular dishes there?
I would say the fish and chips.
Yep.
We do ribs every Thursday, and those are really popular. Help me, Emma.
I'd say I probably sell mostly of, like, maple cheddar burgers.
Ooh.
We sell a lot of burgers, and for wraps, we probably sell the spicy ranch wrap a lot.
Yep.
A lot of people have liked the newer wraps that we've put on, which is the Cape Cod Reuben wrap.
Or the barbecue chicken wrap.
The barbecue chicken wrap or the Kickin' Carolina wrap. It's just like a steak wrap.
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
I know I should have brought some food with me.
It's early.
Next time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you have a happy hour, obviously.
Yes.
It's a happy many hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple.
Multiple.
And every Red Sox game, we have dollar appetizers.
Ooh.
And $2.99 bottles of Bud and Bud Light.
I bet you that goes over well.
And $5 margaritas.
And margaritas.
Right on.
Chips and salsa.
Yes.
So happy hour is 3 to 5 every Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Nice.
And the Red Sox are starting to do well now.
They're starting to do something at least.
Yeah.
They won a couple of games against the Nationals.
Now, let me ask you this.
Carried away.
Hey, we got to take it while we can get it.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Do alcohol sales increase when they win or when they lose?
Honestly, it's for both.
It's for both. Okay.
It's depression when they lose.
Okay.
And it's happiness when they're winning.
Gotcha.
Equal? Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
And your focus is like if there's a New England game on, it's on your TV.
Yes.
Like think.
I mean, we have a lot of TVs, so we do have a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. And if somebody asks, we can try to get stuff on. Other than, you know, when they do all the different, like Apple TV and all that.
It's getting harder.
We only have a couple of TVs that can do that, but.
Mm-hmm.
You need like 18 streaming services
to
get all the sports. It's crazy.
Doing everything right now, so.
Yeah.
You guys had a big thing for the NBA draft too, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fun. What'd you do?
We had Channel 13 there and we had a big party and. They cut into us a couple of times, and we had a couple commercials, so that was kind of fun.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Are you excited to watch Cooper Flag?
It is. It's so exciting to see someone from Maine
100%.
Succeeding like that.
Yeah.
And you were saying earlier, probably going to get some requests to see some of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm hoping that they put it on our TVs. I'm assuming they will.
Thursday's game is going to be on national TV.
Yeah, when, sweet.
Yeah, the summer league game against the Lakers.
Yeah, that'll be a highly watched game, I'm sure.
I'm going to have to make a trip back down to Dallas, I think.
Oh, yeah, you know that place.
I lived in Dallas for like 3 years. And when he got drafted to Dallas, I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, this couldn't have been
meant to be.
Yes, I was so excited.
Pam's going to go down and convince him to come on the podcast.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yes. Just bring the stuff with you, Mark. You
That's
can
right.
come down, too.
All right.
We'll just do a remote.
Stop on a plane. Go hang out.
We'll catch up with Mark Cuban at the same time.
I love it. Yeah. We'll make a weekend of it. Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah. After the game interview. Perfect.
Yeah. There you go.
We went down a rabbit hole.
Yep.
We did.
We got sidetracked.
We do that a lot here. Emma, you grew up in this business. We introduced you as the owner in waiting at the top of the show, but that's not that far from the truth. I understand you have a lot of irons in the fire.
Yes.
You have a lot of gridirons.
Yeah,
the fire.
I see. What you did there.
That was a good one.
Thank you. It's Monday morning
too. Right?
Usually takes me a couple days to get going, but here we are. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing. You're in school now.
Yeah. So I'm in school. I go to Quinnipiac University. I'm studying biology. I'm on the pre-med track right now, but every single time I come home, I realize how much I do love being a part of the business, and I always come back to it, and I'm always like, Dad, can I drop out? Like, this person gave us 2 weeks. Can I drop out? I can fill that role, and I'm not actually going to. It's kind of a joke, but...
Like, but your dad's like, oh, my God, please don't do that.
Yeah.
What's your dad's reaction when you bring that up?
He laughs. Sometimes he agrees with me when he gets, like, stressed out, but he doesn't want me to. He wants me to get something to fall back on, which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case something ever happened. Truthfully, I would like to become a teacher and get my curriculum down and then eventually take over the restaurant. Mm. They said I have 10 more years until they want to retire, but they won't actually be retiring because I told my dad that no matter what, I'll be pushing him around in a wheelchair. Or, like, I'll get him, like, the motor wheelchairs and he can just tell everyone what to do.
Aw. It wouldn't be gridiron without your dad then, I take it.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't be gridiron without my dad. Or my mom, of course.
Of course. It's got to be pretty cool, though, to see your dream come to fruition.
Definitely, yes.
It's so cool to see, like, that they've built such a good establishment. The only thing, like, the only worry that I would have taking over the restaurant is if I couldn't live up to the expectations.
It's a lot of pressure.
So, yeah, there is pressure, but also I think that my brother will eventually somewhat want to part own it with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and he can do the financial stuff, and okay. I'll be the out front person.
She's got this all laid out.
Yes.
There are plans.
You'll be the lady with the plan.
You'll be the face of the business and keep your brother in the back room.
It's where he belongs.
Where he belongs. That's the plan. Okay.
Cook the books, kid.
It's all starting to come together now.
Stay out of the kitchen.
What do you love about the restaurant business?
I say that I'm two different people when I'm at the restaurant. When I'm at school, I'm quiet. Not
how you're
really
acting right now, honestly.
Yeah, I'm actually at school how I'm acting right now. But then when I'm at the restaurant, I just let it loose. And I think I love most is the people.
Yeah.
Like, our regulars.
She likes to be the boss.
Are amazing. Like, our regulars, I love them so much. They're so good. And no matter what, I know that I can leave with a... I come in with a bad attitude, and I can leave with a good attitude.
Yep. Aw, it turns you right around, huh?
Yeah. The music, and I start dancing and do Cotton Eye Joe. Like, it's amazing.
On the bar?
No.
Near the bar. You've got the customers to learn how to do it.
Yeah, I taught some of our customers how to do it.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you give classes? Like, is it a whole thing?
I can give classes. Just show up and I'll do it.
We'll just show up.
Like, Tuesdays, 4 p.m. Yeah. Emma's doing Cotton Eye
Joe
at the
bar. We'll go for happy hour. We'll go for happy hour. We'll get some coconut shrimp, and we'll learn how to do Cotton Eye Joe. That sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Through your experience at Gridiron, have you pretty much learned everything there is to do?
I feel like I learn something new every day. My dad is always... I'm always learning from my parents. I see the good and the bad from the business side. So I feel like I've learned kind of how to become a hard worker because my parents have worked so hard for what they have. And I feel like they've kind of like instilled in me like the type of things that I would want not only like me to be as a person, but also maybe like my future kids or whatever else.
That's high praise.
It sure is. Yeah, Kim, how does that make you feel when you hear
Emma? She's great. Absolutely great. Yes. She's just a good kid.
It is a lot of work.
With a big heart.
Restaurant. Yeah. Like, you got to be there all the time.
Yeah. One of us or both of us are there every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except for when we take a little vacation.
I was going to say, when was the last time you had a vacation?
A couple weeks ago, we went to a country concert.
Nice. Who'd you go see?
It was a country festival with Bailey. It was a whole bunch of people, but Bailey Zimmerman and
Cody Johnson. It was supposed to be Luke Bryan, but it was Eric Church
that filled in.
Ronnie Atkins. A whole bunch.
Yeah.
Cool. Fun.
Ashley Cook, she was really good too.
Bailey Zimmerman's really good.
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah,
that song I love
Smoke
him.
Is so good.
She's his future wife.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I tell him that every time. I have a video of him like bowing, and I always say that he's like bowing down
he
to
said,
me.
Yes, Emma, yes. Thank you.
All right. So, are you going to make him work in the kitchen?
Yeah. Actually, he worked at Raising Cane's, so like he can definitely like work at the restaurant.
Yeah,
he's hired.
Okay. He can fill in.
Perfect.
Yeah. When he has downtime.
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Love it.
Let's call him right now.
Yes. I wish.
Kim, was that the plan when you opened Gridiron, was to have your kids eventually succeed you?
Honestly, I didn't think so, but I mean, as we've gone along, they've worked at the restaurant for either busing or in the dish room or pretty much, you know, since they were old enough to be able to do something like that. So we're hoping they would at least instill good skills in our children, like hardworking skills, and realize I don't want them to take over the restaurant because I know it's a lot of hard work, honestly, and I'd rather them do something where they can actually go on a vacation or something where they get benefits. And
a little more flexibility.
Yes, a little more flexibility instead of having to, like, live, breathe, and eat the place. But
did you say you had a restaurant prior to Gridiron?
Yeah, we had Thatcher's in Auburn.
Gotcha.
So we started from a little and then went very, very large.
Yeah. What was that transition like for you?
I had a hard time with it because I was used to like just the small, but we were like kind of hidden. Gridiron's kind of in the back of the plaza.
Yeah.
So I was really worried because, you know, you're going from one town to another town, even though they're right next door to each other. People drinking and everything tend to stay kind of close to where they live. So I was worried that we're going to lose a lot of customers. And we had a lot of friendly customers there as well, like regulars. But a lot of them followed us, and we've got a lot more now.
I know.
So, yeah, you have a lot more room for them now.
Exactly. Yes.
I drive by your restaurant and your roadside sign
every,
like, four times a week because my gym is just, like, past your restaurant. And I... I look forward to actually seeing what's on the sign because it's a great sign. Yeah. Like, it's very colorful.
Oh, yeah.
And you have like the buckets of booze and like what your specials are. And it really grabs the attention. So, I mean, it's,
oh, yeah,
it's very, even though you're at the back of the plaza, it's also nice that there's so much parking.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But you can definitely see that you're there.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
What are your main roles around Gridiron, Kim?
I am the bartender mostly.
All right.
But I kind of do a little bit of everything. Mm. If I have to, I can work in the kitchen. It's not a good thing, but but it can happen. Try to keep the peace.
What's your favorite cocktail to make?
Probably a Long Island is the one I make the most, and the one that people always say, oh, it's so good.
Oh, nice.
And I like to make frozen drinks, mudslides, because you can make them pretty.
Does Tim Rucker come visit you on a regular basis?
Yes, and he partakes in some Long Island.
Yeah, yes. We've heard
favorite
that.
Drink.
Likes a Long Island.
That's the only thing he drinks.
That's funny.
Where would you be financially if it were not for Tim Rucker?
Well, he does help us pay the light bill. Yeah.
We're just kidding. Tim doesn't know how to find podcasts, so we know he's not listening.
We're not worried.
Yeah,
no.
He's like, podcasts.
He's like, I'm not sure what they do, but you'll have fun.
Is that on?
He literally said that to you.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
He's like, I looked for you guys on the AM radio, and I couldn't find it. Nothing.
We could be making balloon animals in here, and he'd have no idea.
Yeah, don't worry. You're going to have a good time.
It's going to be fun.
Go in there. They close the door. Things happen.
Sometimes they drink alcohol. We don't know.
Yeah. You also have some very impressive artwork on your walls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we just added a flag pole to our – well, we redid our driveway, and we got this really huge rock. And we're like, what are we going to do with this rock? So we ended up getting a flag pole, like, stuck right into the rock. And we had our artist, which is Clint Magoon, who's done most of our artwork and our etchings in the restaurant. And he came over and drew on the rock, and it looks amazing. It looks really cool.
When was that done?
Just, like, what, a week and a half ago.
Do you have it on your Facebook page?
I think so.
Let's look for it.
Sarah's looking
I'm
for
looking
it.
I'm looking for it right now.
No, you should tie Dad in there because I know it was in there for Dad.
I have a picture.
That's not it.
That I can show you.
Oh, that looks so cool.
That looks good. The other one.
Nice. Oh, that's really
it's
nice.
Got like the
He did such a good job with
the
it, yes.
The POW. Wow,
that's awesome.
And Fallen Soldier. That's
Love it.
Really cool. Very cool.
Kim, working as a bartender for decades,
yes.
I'm assuming.
Yes.
You must have some fun stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there are plenty. If I was good at writing, I could write so many.
I
nice
bet you
best.
Could. Do you have one that may be safe for podcasts?
No names. You don't need names.
We don't need names. We're just looking
stories.
For...
We have regulars that come in every day, and I could even just say words and people will know who they are.
Yeah.
Like the guy that likes to cut wood.
You're not just a bartender when you're back there. You're like a therapist.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Right?
Therapist.
You got to have incredible people skills to be a successful bartender.
Oh, yeah.
And patience.
Yeah. And patience. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely patience.
Is this something you had to learn over time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I can be shy at first, too, so until I know you, I'm, like, a little standoffish, but once I know you a little bit, I can give you some crap here and there.
Sassiness comes
yes,
out.
Yes, a little bit of sassiness.
I can see that about you. Yes. I don't think you take any BS from anybody behind the bar or in front of it.
Yeah, pretty much not.
It depends. If you're her daughter, she will definitely give you a whooping.
Oh, my.
That's true. That's
so,
true.
Seems like there's a story there.
As she
should. Can I please share that?
Please do.
No, you cannot share that. No. Share something different.
Darn it.
She was so
excited.
You don't
have anything.
No.
I see that you guys have lobster rolls.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention the lobster rolls.
It's summer.
$12.99 for,
wow.
for a lobster
2.5
roll.
Ounces of lobster.
Yeah.
With two sides as well. And then we have a... double lobster roll, which comes on our regular sub roll.
Yeah.
And it's $24.99.
And?
Very, very good lobster.
What is that?
Oh, those are lobster tacos.
Yeah.
What? On special one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look
Get
pretty
after
good.
It. Come on.
Oh, yes.
You're going to bring those back for a special again?
Oh, yeah.
Were they popular?
They sold really well, actually.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. Something different.
I might need to have two lobster rolls this summer. I usually have just one to summer.
Oh.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, one of our staff was saying it's the best kept secret because nobody thinks about getting a lobster roll. But for $12.99,
jeez,
it's a good deal.
That's a great deal. Yeah. Look at that. On a toasty bun.
Checking out your beverage menu here as well. That's quite extensive.
Oh, yeah. We sell a lot of either Voodoo Juice, which is the bucket she's been talking about. And then we have vodka lemonade, Tito's lemonades. And we add flavorings to them. Yep. Really, really good.
We have a new one every single day.
And a lot of non-alcoholic beverages as well.
We really do. We so we change our drink menu probably like with the seasons. We keep adding different non-alcoholic drinks on there too. And then we have a lot of the beers non-alcoholic. And we even have one on tap now.
Right on.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
And along with that, do you see, like, have you seen trends in your time as working behind the bar as far as what people are drinking nowadays? Because it seems to me, and it might be just because I'm into this now because my wife has celiac, so we drink a lot of cider and seltzer.
Yes, now. And seltzers are huge. We have so many different seltzers. Keeping track of that and what flavors we have.
Right.
Yeah. A little complicated, but that's okay.
And THC drinks.
Oh, yeah. We've just added those as well.
Yeah.
Wow. A little bit of everything.
You have a Dubog one that everyone likes.
The Dogfish, Grateful Dead's Dogfish we have.
We sampled that here.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that now.
You have a Dubai chocolate martini on here for just $10.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I say, their prices are great. Like, there are times Kevin and I will go out to dinner and we're like, whew. And then other places, like Gridiron, we're like, did they put everything on our ticket? Like, did they get everything?
That's awesome. That's the kind of feeling you want.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, we'll be back.
Good.
And that's probably a big part of why you're so successful.
Mm. Yeah. Right. We're very reasonably priced.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And that's important to people, especially nowadays.
I mean, growing up, having a family, we wanted to be able to be a place that you can take your family to.
Right.
Hmm. We don't have, like, late age limitations or anything. Like, anybody can come into the restaurant. So we think, you know, you bring them in when they're young and hopefully they'll come back and bring their kids when they're older.
Aww.
Yeah.
I would encourage our listeners to go online to gridironrestaurant.com and click on the photos link, first of all.
You need to do a disclaimer. Oh. Don't do this if you're hungry. Because they look really good.
Well, I would say don't do it during non-business hours.
Right.
Because if you're hungry, you can always head over.
You can go over.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now, you can't get in there, and I really want some of these things.
Great
the
photos.
Shepherd's pie. I'm dying. So good.
The pictures of the food. Mm. Oh, that buffalo chicken pizza.
Mm.
Yep. Put it right in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And the interior shots are great. You have your own merch line. Which is great. You have a great logo.
And it's cheap.
$3 t-shirts, $10 sweatshirts.
Stop.
Come get yours now.
That's pretty awesome.
I'll outfit my family. Yeah. This stuff. That is awesome. Yes. The grid on the t-shirts. Love that. The game room, you can see the artwork as well. You got Rob Gronkowski over here diving over a stinking Carolina Panther.
Yeah.
You got some... old school Lewiston Maniacs.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That was actually signed.
Was it?
By the goalie, yes.
Bernier?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And you said one artist does everything
Clint Magoon.
Here? Okay.
Neat.
Nice work, Clint.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
That is cool.
Anything else about Gridiron Restaurant that either of you would like our listeners to know before we move on to our final segment?
We're fun for family and all, reasonably priced, a good place to stop and grab a bite, great drinks, a lot of regulars that if you come in just once, you'll probably recognize the next time you come in.
All right.
Yes. I have a little jingle if you want me to sing it.
Oh, please
yes.
do.
Oh, no.
1567 Lisbon Street, that's a place to eat. Do. The big place in Lewiston, the Gridiron Restaurant.
Yay!
That was amazing.
Thank you. That was my time to shine.
Yes, really did, too.
Yeah.
That was good stuff.
Did
you put a little ukulele behind that, and it's going to be like a chart topper.
Yeah. Fit right in.
Or some rock guitar.
Yeah.
You're
do it.
Country guitar, right? You're a country music fan?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll get some of that behind you as well.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at at patsauburn.com.
Kim and Emma, we like to close out the show with a little segment called Three Random Questions, where we will ask you questions that have nothing to do with anything we've talked about so far.
Okay.
We just want to get to know you a little bit better as people and members of our community. Okay, we'll start with Kim. Kim, putting your professional skills aside, what could you teach someone to do today with 100% certainty?
Oh, professional skills aside.
After 19 years, more years.
I could teach you how to tie your shoes.
Teach me how to tie my shoes?
Yes. There you
go. All right.
Yes, I could.
That's a valuable skill.
It is.
How to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And how to laugh.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of it. You have to have a sense of humor.
Yes, you definitely do.
Yeah, whether you want to or not.
Exactly.
It's essential.
Yeah. It definitely 100% is.
Yeah. Emma, how did she do on that one?
Pretty good. Okay. I think she was quite bland.
Oh, wow.
Bland? What would you have said? Go ahead.
Yeah, it is your turn.
What are you going to teach
if
somebody?
I answered, I feel like I could teach someone life skills, you know? I feel like I haven't lived a lot of life, but people come to me and ask me for relationship advice, even though I've never been in a relationship, but I've seen the bad
parts. Wait, what about Bailey?
Oh, yeah. Bailey and I are in a relationship. I forgot.
See? Oh, how are you going to teach life skills with that if you can't remember?
So I can obviously teach someone how to tie their shoe. I can teach them, you know, how to have some common sense. I'm not like...
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know some common sense, you know?
So idealistic.
Oh, I also know the streets. Not like the streets.
Wait a minute.
You mean like how to drive in Lewiston?
Yeah. Okay. I mean how to get from point A to point B.
You're good
driving.
With directions.
Oh, yes.
Yes, good with directions.
She's a pretty good driver.
I might have a new favorite soundbite.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not the streets. Not like the streets. Oh, my God.
Her face.
So we have
that was so good.
We have a couple of clips we need to send you, Emma. Your jingle and that soundbite.
That was too good. Awesome.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. Who's next?
What is one food that you cannot stand? Emma?
Go ahead. Me?
Yeah.
I can't stand the smell of pickles, but I also can't stand the smell of horseradish.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I agree. Like, or mayonnaise.
Oh, that's my
favorite.
No tartar sauce for you.
Yeah. No tartar sauce for
you. Yeah, that's true.
I definitely used to like mayonnaise as a kid, but growing up, the smell, and I used to put it in my hair because I used to be like, oh, I think that this stuff will help my hair, so I'd try it, and then it wouldn't help.
Maybe that's why you don't like mayonnaise now. I'm no expert, but saturating your hair with the mayo might have done it.
What's that you're wearing? Mayonnaise.
Oh, smells so good.
Oh, boy.
Your hair smells like a sandwich.
A food I don't like.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, they smell like farts when you're cooking them. It's weird.
Yeah. The smell, the texture looks just gross. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not a fan of Brussels sprouts. Right.
Brussels sprouts.
All right.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Have you even ever had one?
I can't do it. No. Nope.
She can't. She knows she doesn't like
it. I know I don't like it. Exactly.
All right. We'll start with Kim this time.
Oh, this is the tough one.
It's not.
You are the toughest.
It's the hardest question you'll have all day. Would you rather have a goat or an ostrich for a roommate?
A goat, because they're cuter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ostriches are big.
Yeah, and they're big, yeah. Ostriches are too big.
Not to sway you, Emma, but same question.
I'd have to say a goat as well because I feel like they can have a little fun time and they can eat things. So if I don't want to do something or pick it up, they'll eat it for me.
There you go. So they'd be a clean roommate.
Yeah.
And an excuse for not doing your homework.
Oh, goat ate it.
Your homework? Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose.
Right on.
But I quite like doing homework if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Please be honest. It's the only way to be. So if someone gave you horseradish as a gift, you could always have the goat eat it.
Yeah,
true.
Valid.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. Be like the goat
because
ate
people
your
give
horseradish
as gifts often.
All the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Mark just raised his hand.
I do.
He's like, I brought you horseradish yesterday.
Yeah. No one appreciates my gifts.
Nobody does.
What are you going to do?
I appreciate it.
Because it's horseradish.
I like horseradish.
Well, if you have a goat, it's a non-issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
I don't have a goat.
want a goat.
You guys should get one and add it.
We could just keep it out here.
Yeah.
I was going to say one of our server's kids brought home goats. You know, they put them in a car and brought them home apartment.
Oh, boy. Oh,
wow.
What?
She was looking to get rid of the goats last time I checked.
Oh, so we could have a goat, Mark.
All right.
Pam?
No.
An office goat?
No.
Okay.
It will go with the dogs.
Office dogs is enough.
Office dogs is enough?
Yeah. All
right. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have.